What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Wednesday, July 16th, 2020. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the OKB's blessing, Adioye Junior.
It's Thursday, Greg. It's Thursday.
You saw the wheels start to come off. Because as soon as I went into it, I was like, what if I just said stop? What would happen? What would happen if I was just like, you know what? No. And I just didn't do it. That's what that was. And then I was laughing. And then I was having a good time. Now, blessing, let's get the elephant in the room addressed. Kevin has made it abundantly clear you are dressed better than me today. That you look better than
me
today.
What's up with Greg Miller? Because usually you're the one who shows up in like a suit and
tie.
And
I haven't
put two and two together until now. You've not dressed up for Kinda Funny Games Daily since this work from home distance.
Okay. Yes, that is accurate. But number two, is this dressed up for you? What you're wearing? I just enlarged your image. You're wearing a nice
burgundy. He's wearing a very nice sweater.
Move your microphone. Is this a full zip or is this a half zip?
It's a half zip. It's a quarter zip, actually.
I don't think this is dressed up. This is dressed better. You know what I mean?
I didn't say he was going out to the opera.
Yeah, I'm just not over here saying that like I'm James Bond or anything. He's just saying that I look good.
Yeah.
And I take the compliment. I accept the compliment, Kevin. Greg, what are you doing? We're in a t-shirt.
Blessing,
what is this t-shirt?
Blessing, just so you know. Blessing, the way you're looking today, if you're like, hey, I'm going to dress up as James Bond tomorrow, I'd be like, he can pull it off for sure. Oh, Greg man. Miller? Greg Miller's
Give
a fucking
ideas.
Joke. Look at his PJ
Couldn't
shirt. He woke up in that shirt.
That's
his hair still gelled from yesterday. Disgusting.
That's also not true. No. Well, first off, you're wearing a shirt with your own fucking face on it, Kevin, so don't get in my face.
Made by a best friend, all right?
Yeah, I'm aware. All right? I'm aware.
Sweet Dyson. I know I say that wrong every time. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Listen, I appreciate the shirt, and I remember your name, but I'm not going to take the time to actually learn how to say your name. I appreciate that. You're a simple man on that. Now, you see here, like right now, Bless looks like... I understand you're saying about the James Bond thing, because right now he looks like he's Bradley Cooper
also,
in like a movie where they're going to the Hamptons for the weekend, right? And like that like on Monday he could put the suit back on. He could go Cooper
right.
from
so you,
Limitless.
Yeah, exactly. You get what I'm throwing out there.
I'm getting big Bradley Cooper vibes off of
it. I really want to know that at no point have I ever tried. I am currently in a shirt with my face on it, covered in my own sweat, my hair dampened by the hearty walk I took Cecil on this morning.
Okay? Sure, saw a coyote. Breaking
saw
news,
a coyote.
Everybody.
It's true. Scary little creatures. Looks a lot like Cecil. Cecil really wants to go over and say hi. Doesn't know how dangerous they are.
Now, I understand that, of course, coyotes are dangerous. But do you ever, for a second, leave that door open that maybe this one isn't, and Cecil should go and play with them?
Not at all. Because okay. I know.
It's a gamble.
It absolutely isn't. What's going to happen is he's going to try to bite Cecil, and I'm going to have to choke a coyote to death, and that's going to suck. Because, like, I've looked at them. I can kill it. Like, I'm sure of it. I don't want to, though. Like, I don't want that on my conscience, because, like, he's doing his own thing.
But you're going to get rabies, too, then, because it's going to get a bite in on you when you try to kill it.
Oh, I'll just go get the shots.
You're going to have to go to the hospital.
I'll go get the shots. Cecil's got the rabies shot. Like, we're all good. I can't get the shots.
Now, isn't it like several rabies shots? I don't think it's like...
Yeah, they've gone down. It used to be 27. I believe it's 16 now, Jesus right in your tum-tum.
Right in
the tum-tum.
But also, you hate things poking your tum-tum, Kev.
No, I hate Nick touching my tum-tum. Can I get the boys' sauce?
What is that?
I've been watching a lot of coyote-related comedy, weirdly enough.
Wait. Are we about to ignore Kevin's International House of Pancakes order in the middle of this? Paula brings him pancakes while he's on camera. He goes, rather than cut the camera, he goes, can I get the boysenberry sauce? To which Paula goes, what is that?
Thank you. You know what boysenberry sauce is,
what
right?
The fuck is this show? Oh, ladies man, and gentlemen, right. Let us talk about a Microsoft marriage made in heaven as xCloud teams up with Game Pass, Dr. Disrespect breaking his silence to say nothing, and a delay for Destiny 2 Beyond Light, because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show, patreon.com/kindafunnygames with your questions, comments, concerns, everything under the video game sun. While you're on patreon.com/kindafunnygames, remember, you can be part of the show, of course, like I just said, but more importantly, you can get the show ad-free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we do each and every weekday, along with a bunch of other benefits.
Oh no, there goes his mic.
His mic got unplugged.
Oh no.
Everyone, it's okay. He's back.
It's okay. He's coming back.
Hopefully everything automatically switches over. Nope.
Nope, we can't hear you.
You gotta switch it over.
Oh, there it is.
I had to switch mic over. No, it's here.
Yeah, it just took a second to kick in.
The microphone thing, it hangs on by a thread. You know what I mean? It hangs on by a thread. You just tap it. Boom, it's out. It's gone. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can do all the stuff I said, and you can be part of the other shows like the XCast and everything else. But I digress. If you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. Head over to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You can watch live as we record it, just like Mr. Yasman 300, Winter Burn, and Weissmark are as well right now. While you're watching live, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and listening on podcast services around the globe. Let's get some housekeeping in for you, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, we made a big announcement yesterday, and I have to say thank you all for your support, enthusiasm, and love. The Kind of Funny XCast is Kind of Funny's brand new Xbox pilot program. Starting Saturday at 6 a.m. Pacific time, you can go over there to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Podcast services around the globe. It's already on Apple Podcasts. I believe it's going to Spotify. I'm not sure yet. Obviously, that's all trickling out as it goes. To get the new XCast hosted by Snowbike Mike, Gary Witta, and Alana Pierce. Remember, we have signed on for 6 episodes to see if this is a functioning thing we can do here that makes sense for us. We'd love your support for it. youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Of course, podcast services around the globe. You can go to Patreon, or actually kindoffunny.com/patreon is probably the quickest way to get the participation links so you can ask your questions of the team. Remember, kindoffunny.com/store is a bunch of great shit right now. We're getting ready to launch some new stuff. So if you haven't gone and seen the old stuff, go see the old stuff so you can then be surprised when new stuff comes out. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Mohammed Mohammed, a.k.a. Momo, and Blackjack. Today, we're brought to you by youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. But I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. We got 4 items on the Roper Report.
A baker's dozen.
I like how it's like a wedding in there. I'm like, the Roper Report, and Paula smashes a plate on the ground. She's like, opa. All right, number one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's finally happening. What we've all said would happen. xCloud is getting teamed up with Xbox Game Pass. The news comes from a lengthy letter from Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox, over on Xbox.com. It's called "You Are the Future of Gaming." And Blessing, did you read this already?
I've not gotten the chance to, no.
So I'm. It's a long and lengthy letter that I've pared down, but it's still going to be a long and lengthy segment here. I highly recommend everyone go over there because we've said it repeatedly on this show. I talk about how much I like Phil Spencer, how much I like what Microsoft's doing, and how much I think they're building for this. This is like the Braveheart speech. Like, as you read through the entire thing, you hear the music swelling behind Phil. You see him like leading the charge, talking to the Xbox audience, and it's like at the end of it, I can just totally see him like looking at the camera, and like, "Let's go!" And like, and everybody runs at it, getting ready for next week on Thursday or whatever. It's fucking epic of a letter. But I parsed it down and got you the bullet points here for the most part. I'm going to read along the time though. I'm starting already in the middle. At the dawn of the next generation, it's important to be clear about what you can expect from the future of Xbox. Our vision has one hero at the heart of it all, you. And today, I want to share our commitments to you. And then it goes down. And some of these I'm going to explain. Some of them are kind of self-explanatory, but basically it's always a statement that is like involving you. So we start with, you will always be welcome. We are building Xbox for you, players from all walks of life everywhere in the world. We want to make your Xbox community safe, accessible, and welcoming, a place where you can have fun. As we say in our community standards, harassment and hate take many forms, but none have a home on Xbox. Should you feel others are behaving in ways that violate our standards, our safety team will investigate your report and support you 24/7, 365 around the globe. And we continue to accelerate new technology to reduce hate speech and toxicity, giving you the tools to create the safe gaming community you want to play in. In addition to tools, we commit to bringing more diverse stories to Xbox for you to enjoy. We are empowering creators of diverse backgrounds to develop new stories, advocating for an authentic and respectful representation in games, and championing accessibility so that all can play. Additionally, more than 300,000 Xbox ambassadors give their time and passion to making Xbox the best place to play, and we invite all players to join us on that mission. We still have so much work to do and will not stop until everyone who plays feels welcome, heard, and valued. that's what obviously when I read in full right there, I would like you to think because it's that long or whatever. I thought it was, you know, obviously important, obviously in the time we're living in that I remember, of course, assholes have no place in any of these communities, whether it be Xbox, Kind of Funny, anywhere. If you're going to be a dick and if you can't handle a real conversation, get the fuck out of gaming. We're so sick of having to deal with you. Right, Bless?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. I think this is a good thing to mention and a good thing to kind of reiterate for everybody in the community that if you're an asshole, like, get out. And all the ways they've mentioned this, right? Like saying that we champion diversity, we champion accessibility and all these different things. Like, good on you. It's good to hear.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, you go back to these organizations and obviously enforcement and modding and all that stuff, but like just saying it, right? Saying that you don't have a place in these places is what needs to be said, I think, in so many ways.
Yeah. And I will say it's one of those things, too, where I think their actions have backed up their words in the way that we look at the Xbox. I can't remember the exact name of the compatibility controller, where it is like the accessibility controller that is built for different types of use and built in a way where it's trying to usher in as many people into being able to play video games as possible, right? Like you see actions like that, and that reflects this statement here.
Oh, you're gonna hear more about the adaptive controller in a second, Blessing. Yes, don't you worry about that. One of the bullet points here was and I'm again listing all the main points. Your games will look and play best on Xbox Series X. Here's where Phil goes into explaining all the bells, whistles, teraflops of Xbox Series X, but we've talked about those before, and you get it. It's powerful. You play new games day one with Xbox Game Pass. All Xbox Game Studios titles launch into Xbox Game Pass the same day as their global release. So you decide whether to purchase each game separately or play them all with your Xbox Game Pass membership. Xbox Game Studio franchises will launch into Game Pass day one of release include Halo, Forza, Age of Empires, Gears of War, Minecraft, Hellblade, The Outer Worlds, Psychonauts, Microsoft Flight Simulator, State of Decay, Wasteland, Minecraft Dungeons, and Sea of Thieves, and more new franchises in early development. So, when Halo Infinite launches, you and your friends can decide whether to purchase the game or play it with Xbox Game Pass. Next one. You won't be forced into next generation. We want every Xbox player to play all the new games from the Xbox Game Studios. That's why Xbox Game Studios titles we release in the next couple of years, like Halo Infinite, will be available to play great on Xbox Series X and Xbox One. We won't force you to upgrade to Xbox Series X at launch to play Xbox exclusives. Obviously, information we knew, but there is some verbiage in here I think it's important to double back to, right?
Yeah, like this is very interesting that one, they're reinforcing it and then also saying like the way they're phrasing it as you won't be forced into the next generation, I think is very interesting because I think that one kind of reflects what we've been talking about as far as Microsoft's strategy of them not necessarily being worried about selling you a box, them more so worrying about selling you the ecosystem, which will come up more as we talk about xCloud and some of the other things they have going on. The idea that within the first 2 years, we're not going to have games that are exclusive to Xbox Series X. For any Microsoft Studios game, you'll probably be able to play on Xbox One or PC. Like, that's incredible. That's really cool.
Yeah, and again, the verbiage here, right? You won't be forced in the next generation. Xbox games titles we release in the next couple of years, like Halo Infinite, will be available and play great on Xbox Series X and Xbox One. You won't be forced to upgrade to Xbox Series X at launch. So again, we're giving this couple year window here where Xbox Game Studios are going to support Xbox One and Xbox Series X before you get a true, all right, we're cutting it off. Xbox Series X's penetration is where we need it to be, or we want to be able to use more power in the machine that we couldn't use because we were trying to get it to Xbox One or something like that. Interesting to see, again, stuff we've heard before, but in now a Microsoft manifesto, right? Here it is, bam, like next couple of years, you don't have to upgrade at launch. Like they are saying specific things here to make sure it's very clear that this is how it is now. It won't be this way forever.
And understanding the why of it too.
Of course.
It's cool.
Your games will not be left behind thanks to backwards compatibility. You will be able to play four generations of games on Xbox Series X on day one. That makes it the largest launch lineup for any new console ever with thousands of games to play. I think that one continued on too, but I just like the phrasing of that of like, you want to talk about a fucking launch library? Here's every Xbox game we've ever done.
Yeah.
Interesting way to take it.
I mean, that's a big one for the argument too of why you should stick to Xbox over, and maybe not over PlayStation in this regard, because PlayStation is going to have backwards compatibility also. But I think over the last few years, as we've been talking about this race toward next gen and what these two competing boxes are going to look like, these big statements that Microsoft can make are going to go a long way into like making the argument for why you should be interested in Xbox Series X. And so them being able to say things like, this is the most powerful console, or them being able to say things like, and depending on how this shakes out with Lockhart and all that stuff, oh, also we have the cheapest console or the cheapest ways to play with xCloud, which again, we'll get to in a second. But them also being able to say that, hey, this is the largest launch library available for a console at launch. Like, that is also a big dick statement that they're making. Totally. That is going to go a long way for a lot of people.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing about it, where I think, you know, we all get so entrenched in these conversations, right? Of like, and I'm a bad example, I guess, but I know, because I'm like, for work, I'm going to buy both. Like, I want to have both on day one. I want to be able to experience them and go. But I know for so many of the audience members, I think it's a similar thing of like, I'm going to buy both, or I already know which one I'm going to buy, a PlayStation 5 or an Xbox Series X or neither or whatever. I do think that there's going to be, as we get closer to the holiday and closer to these launches, people who are more on the fence about it. And when it is, what's the launch lineup for PlayStation 5? And it's, oh, it's Miles Morales and it's Bugsnax and it's this. Like, okay, cool. Yeah, these are good games. Well, Xbox has a Halo game. Xbox has what we're about to talk about here in a second, xCloud, that you can play anywhere. Xbox has Game Pass, which I'd be buying if I'm getting xCloud, and then I'm going to have unlimited Netflix style of games. And suddenly, wait, can I get Assassin's Creed on it too? Then it really does become this, you know, this weighted scale, right, of, all right, cool. If you can only buy one this holiday season, would you look at it and be like, well, Miles Morales looks great, but it'll be there when I get back, and I'll wait for Horizon, and maybe I'll just buy my PlayStation 5 with Horizon. Maybe I'll buy it with Last of Us Part 3. Maybe you start punting it down the thing, because if all Xbox wants is to get you into that ecosystem, fall in love with that ecosystem, and then get you addicted to do it, and so you look around and go like, why would I go back to PlayStation? Why doesn't that just become my exclusive machine?
Yeah, and at a certain point, it's going to come down for everybody of like, what's the thing that you look for more, right? Like, are you into the PlayStation library of games more, or do these services from Microsoft and the upcoming games they have announced speak to you? But in the way that, like, I feel like this console race, more so than especially the last one with Xbox One versus PlayStation 4, like, this is such an interesting case of, hey, both boxes, both ecosystems have valid reasons why you'd want to step in, you know, like why you'd want to invest in getting a PS5 or an Xbox Series X, or just having an Xbox in general. And so, like, you look at the last PlayStation presentation they did, where they showed off Bugsnax and Miles Morales and Jet the Far Shore, and, you know, that whole catalog of games, that Ratchet and Clank, the list goes on. Horizon Forbidden West, like, those are a lot of reasons to want a PlayStation. And so, like, this kind of back and forth of, yeah, dude, but, like, look at what we got. And now Xbox being like, yeah, but, like, look at the case we're making here.
And it's the thing.
It's,
I mean,
fascinating to see and fun to see, honestly.
Oh, my God, it's awesome. This is what's so great about it. And, again, what I think, you know, the lessons learned of the Xbox One generation for Microsoft and Phil's team, like, I think I've been talking about this for a long time, the foundation they're building. And I think when he sits here and he makes this statement, right, that is this mic drop, see you Thursday. You know what I mean? 1 week from today, we're going to be in the middle of, right, or we'll just finish, or we'll be in the middle of the Xbox presentation of what games they're bringing. Our first look at Halo Infinite. And, like, again, this is a great, like, did you forget who the fuck I am kind of statement of, like, this is what Xbox Series X is. And then we're getting to the news part of it too, as we just continue. But continuing, your Xbox One gaming accessories come into the future with you too. The Xbox Elite Controller and Xbox Adaptive Controller all work with Xbox Series X, so you don't have to purchase new controllers. We believe that your investments in gaming should move with you to the next generation. Of course, great, awesome.
Yeah.
You can buy games once at no added cost. With our new smart delivery technology, you don't need to buy the same game twice, once for the current console generation and once for the next generation. You always have the best available version of supported games on whatever Xbox console you're playing on at no additional cost. Again, that's a huge question for PlayStation. You choose how to jump into the next generation of gaming. You are in control of a healthy and balanced gaming lifestyle. This is like parental controls and stuff like that. And then here was the big one, the news from today. You will get more from your Xbox Game Pass Ultimate membership. Finally, today we're announcing that this September, in supported countries, we're bringing Xbox Game Pass and Project xCloud together at no additional cost for Xbox Game Pass Ultimate members. With cloud gaming in Game Pass Ultimate, you'll be able to play over 100 Xbox Game Pass titles on your phone or tablet. And because Xbox Live connects across devices, you can play along with nearly 100 million Xbox Live players around the world. So when Halo Infinite launches, you and your friends can play together and immerse yourselves in the Halo universe as Master Chief, anywhere you go and across devices. Again, I think this is one we've predicted for a long time, right? And I say predicted. It was stated before that, you know, this year it was going to be, we're going to get on xCloud your games library and Xbox Game Pass. This is the first thing of it. But the news, of course, is that there's no additional cost for this, that you can now, or in September, join Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, have all the games that are on PC and Xbox, and then on top of that, Project xCloud to play them anywhere. Fucking hell yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Again, this is what it's all fucking about.
That's incredible. And I mean, especially coming off of, and I'm sure this isn't like a purposeful thing. I'm sure things just shook out this way, but coming off of the Stadia Connect that we just had, like, this feels like such a nail in the coffin for that service. Like, I know there's an Xbox conversation, but in the way that xCloud, one, integrates with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, meaning that if you have that, like, you know, this comes with it. But, you know, knowing that they're wanting to build it in a way where Xbox Game Pass games will eventually all be playable on xCloud eventually, if we hit that point, then I don't know what the argument is for Stadia, let alone so many other similar kind of streaming services.
Benjamin Barry writes in to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, just like you can to be part of Kind of Funny Games Daily, and says, hey, Greg and Blessing, with Phil Spencer announcing that xCloud would be free to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers in September, it had me thinking, how can Stadia even hope to compete with this? In Microsoft's version, you pay $15 a month. You get games in Game Pass, exclusives at launch in Game Pass, your entire gaming library you already have across three generations, soon to be four Xbox console generations, and that's, you know, coming eventually. The four games with gold games each month, and any game you buy in the future, such as Cyberpunk, you can stream or stream on release date. He's combining a few different things. He's getting into the future of what Game Pass is going to be. Right now, you pay $15, you get the games in Game Pass, the exclusives at Game Pass, and then eventually, yeah, your library and all that stuff. I know people bash Stadia quite a bit, mostly deservedly so, but I can't think of a way Stadia could even evolve to compete with Microsoft's offering here. You agree, Blessing?
I agree. Like, earlier this week, I think it was me and Imran that were on the show, and we opened up the show talking about Stadia because we had just came off the Kinect. And one of the things I said was that I hate being so negative, like, on things. Like, I hate entering into an event being like, oh, this is gonna suck, you know, and I feel like that's not a fair shake to give anybody. But one, like, Stadia hasn't really come out and given us a reason to really believe that they can bring things back in the future, given what Stadia has been over the last year, and with what Microsoft has presented with xCloud and its integration with Game Pass Ultimate and what their vision for it is in the future, I have no idea what Stadia can do to, like, compete at all. Like, the only competing factor I can even think of at this point, like, the only thing that might set it apart is the fact that you can watch YouTube videos and then click on a link and then immediately start playing that game. But, like, and that's the thing, like, who's gonna use that? Like, I can think of very few use cases to where that's really going to net out in a way that makes people go like, oh snap, that was really cool. Like, that just feels like an extra feature. That feels like something that's not as innovative as they wanted it to be. And so, like, with that out of the equation, I don't know what Stadia does that really makes it a factor in a way that it could have been a factor if they launched strongly.
It's worth pointing out too that I saw somebody in the chat talk about it. I didn't put it in the news, but it is part of this conversation. I think that it looks like, or the news is right, that Xbox Live Gold 12-month subscriptions are getting phased out. It looks like, I'm now reading from Alyssa Mercant at GamesRadar. It looks like the Xbox Live Gold 12-month subscription option is getting phased out. It looks like Microsoft is getting rid of the Xbox Live Gold 12-month membership option, as there's currently only one in 3-month packages available in both the UK and US sites. And then it prices it out. An Xbox Live Gold membership lets you get online and get two to four free games every month and discounts, blah, 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 blah. The idea here, obviously, is the fact that when you look at what you can get with Xbox Game Pass, or what is it, Xbox Ult, Game Ultimate Xbox Game Pass. The ultimate version that I'm trying to talk about and just stumbling over. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, right? You get everything we've talked about. Unlimited access to over 100 high-quality console and PC games. New games added all the time. Xbox Game Studio titles the same day as release. Exclusive member discounts, perks. And it also includes Xbox Live Gold, right? Includes deals with gold, games with gold, and console multiplayer, which I think is what Benjamin was kind of looping in terms of where it's probably going in the future for everything else and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I feel like...
Maybe I misspoke before, actually. He might be then right on the money of what he was talking about, and I was the one confused. But there it is. Sorry, bless you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like they should change the name from Game Pass Ultimate to something else, because at this point, like, it's more than Game Pass, right? It's the thing that it's the thing that they want to sell you on more so than anything else. Like, if they... At this point, Game Pass Ultimate takes precedent over Xbox Gold in a way where I feel like you'd want to market that better. Like,
But I think
like,
they're about to.
Yes. And I mean, and that's the thing I'd hope, right? If they just change the name from Xbox Game Pass Ultimate to just like Gold Ultimate or something like that, or something that feels more so like, all right, cool. As somebody who might not be familiar with the ecosystem, I'm coming in and I realize that I'm not just getting this library of games. I'm also getting online, and I'm also getting xCloud, and I'm also getting the free games if they keep that, because that's still right now it feels like such a crazy deal / membership to get all this stuff packaged together. But I mean, yeah, like it makes sense that they'd want to phase. So it sounds like they're phasing down regular gold, or they're not selling the year-long gold subscriptions. Is that what they're getting at?
It seems like, yeah, the idea is that they're starting to just funnel everything this way. So you look at it rather than say, oh, well, I'm going to buy gold and be... Also, probably, why would you... Think of it this way. If I already had a 12-month membership or I was about to resubscribe for Xbox Live Gold for a year, what does that do for me with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, right? I look at it, I'm like, well, yeah, there's a $9.99 value in there, but I already buy it. I already do it this way. If you put it all, if it was that I'm buying gold monthly, it's an easier sell to me to jump up to Ultimate. And maybe there is a back-end refund thing I don't know about. But, again, you're talking about a general consumer who would look at this and go like, oh, well, I'm already kind of paying for this. What would I do?
Yeah, they've had deals in the past, which this might just be like a, hey, we can't be giving out money anymore kind of thing. But, like, they've had deals in the past that I've taken advantage of.
Sure.
Where... I want to say it was last year or maybe the year before last year where I had Xbox Gold and I also had Game Pass like separately. And I think I had like 4 months of one and 6 months of the other. And if you upgraded for like $1 to Game Pass Ultimate, they would then just bundle that time together. And so I ended up getting like however, I forget the numbers I said, but let's say like 9, 10 months, 11 months of Game Pass Ultimate because they combined everything together. I think there are ways they could do that and make that deal work. But this feels like more of the hard cutoff of, all right, yeah, no, let's just like, you know, we have such a good deal here. Let's just like already put this foot forward and make this the front-facing thing that we want people to subscribe to for a full year, as opposed to having more people buy Xbox Gold and not understanding that that's the thing that we want to tear down.
Yeah, stop muddying the water, right? I mean, I think I don't think there's an argument, right? Xbox Game Pass is the best deal in gaming. Like, you read through this, you're like, what an insane deal. Like, even if you were just going to buy a base Xbox One and you bought it used and then you just bought this, like, you'd have so much content, so many great games to play, so many amazing benefits. Like, it doesn't make sense, yes, to muddy the water and make people go there and think of, like, wait, what am I getting and why am I doing it? And let alone, like, if you knock it down where, cool, there are no more 12-month subscriptions, you're on a monthly subscription for your Xbox Gold, so why not this month not do that? Like, right now, you can join Xbox Game Pass Ultimate for $1. Do that, and then you get in there, and you're like, what else did it come with? And you start looking at it, you start using Xbox Game Pass, you're doing this, you're using xCloud in September. Like, again, this whole thing is
about...
The whole thing is about winning fucking mind share, right? Yeah, and like, fuck yeah, Xbox, continue to fucking crush it.
And I don't mean to like bring in like, you know, the whole console, I guess, war discussion into...
That's a race, don't worry about it.
More of a PS Lovey thing, but do you think PlayStation does the same thing with PS Now? Like, do you think, and not that like this is necessarily the thing that pushes them over the ledge, but I feel like at this point PS Plus has some growing to do when you look at the competition.
Oh my god, totally. 100%. I think, you know, it was for the longest time that Xbox Gold and PlayStation Plus were like the things you compared, but again, now if it's going to be your competition is phasing all of the other Xbox Live. And right now we're talking about a year out. They're phasing out a year. But like, again, like this isn't, I think, rocket science to see that, you know, Xbox Game Pass Ultimate's $14.99 a month. You're paying, what, $9.99 a month for Xbox Live Gold. Granted, I know there's different deals and things. But to phase it all down to one thing, and then we're going to sit here and we're going to say, cool, you know, this is what you get for, and I'd imagine the price either comes down or they make an argument, but let's say it doesn't, right? For $15 on Xbox, here's what you're getting. For $10 on PlayStation, here's what you're getting. And PlayStation gets trounced in that argument. When you look at, like, okay, cool, you get these PlayStation Plus games, and you get to play online, and there's some discounts. And it's like, mm-hmm. all right, but on Xbox, I get hundreds of games I can play at any point. I can play them anywhere and do anything with it. Like, to your point, or question, I guess, of PlayStation Now, that has been the question you and I have talked about. I've talked about it with Tim and everybody else who will listen, of just like, that's what I'm interested to see. Xbox, again, like I've been saying it for 2 years now. I feel like I'm fucking Randy Quaid in Independence Day. I've been saying it for 10 damn years. I've been saying it for years now. Like, Xbox is building something over there. They're building a really fucking awesome foundation to make a huge argument on. And we're about to get to the point where it is, they are going to war. And what does that look like with PlayStation? And PlayStation's had a runaway success with the PlayStation 4, but that, you know, is just hubris at that point. When you get there and you're like, okay, cool, what did you guys want to do with PlayStation Now? Oh, PlayStation Now has been successful. We're going to keep letting it be its thing over there. And it's like, what about PlayStation Plus? Oh, we've got X million subscribers of PlayStation Plus. People are happy with it. It's like, well, they've been happy with it in the current climate, but if everything's about to change, if everything's about to go into a completely brand new area of what you're getting for your money, that is something to address and worry about. And I do, if I was PlayStation, I would be worried about it if we did not have an answer that is, hey, for PlayStation 5, let's introduce you to the new PlayStation Plus or PlayStation Max or whatever the fuck they're calling it. And it is, yep, for your $10 a month for PlayStation, or maybe it's up to 15 or whatever. I don't even know. I think it's 60 right now for an annual subscription to PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, I think 60 sounds right.
And it's like, here's what you're getting, and we're adding in PlayStation Now. And it would be that thing of, I'd like to see them not muddy the water and make this even more complicated and have a million different things. Like, just get in there, make it simple, make these packages and have them make sense for people.
Because it's hard for me to think that PlayStation is feeling amazing about PlayStation Now right now. Yeah, you nailed it. $60.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like PlayStation Now, right, is like, for all intents and purposes, like, it's successful. Like, they're seeing growth there, but I don't feel like they're seeing, I don't feel like there's vision there as far as, what is the end goal of PlayStation Now? Are we killing it? Like, is this what we really want from the service and the way that it's delivering right now? Like, I think right now it's getting the job done, but I think I think for the people over there who are, you know, trying to find vision and trying to find a future for that thing, like, that must involve either bundling it with PS Plus or finding a way to evolve it in a way that is more than what it is now.
Blessing, you and I, of course, co-host a show called PS I Love You XOXO. It's your PlayStation podcast where you nerd out about PlayStation stuff all the time, but we take it for granted that not everybody is nerdy about PlayStation as we are. CDrod840 in the Twitch chat says, as someone who doesn't own a PlayStation, what is the difference between PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now? Blessing?
So PlayStation Plus is basically what Xbox Gold is, if you're familiar with Xbox Gold, where it is PS Plus, you're getting access to online, you're getting access to the two free games a month, and you're getting access to like cloud saves and stuff. Whereas PlayStation Now is the streaming service. PlayStation Now is how you're playing games via, I guess, game streaming. And, you know, they have a subscription there, like a library of games that are available through PlayStation Now that you can play, and games phase in and they phase out, similar to Xbox Game Pass. I guess even more similar to Stadia, I guess, if anything, but I don't know if games like phase out of Stadia. But basically, you're playing games through streaming.
No, they don't. We're getting confusing, like, where the games you claim as a Stadia Pro member, those cycle and phase out or whatever. But like, they're still on the store for you to buy and own or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're buying games on Stadia, aren't you? And so, yeah, like, it's more of a subscription service than anything.
There you go. We crushed that one. We're still in this Xbox story. We're still not done with things. Real importantly, over here, Quarter 1988 says, Greg, can you make your PlayStation trophy list public again? It is good, sir. The Ghost of Tsushima embargo is up. Don't you worry about it.
Oh, we can do that. Go check me. Yeah. Dude, my trophy's been private for a good over a month.
Nothing drives me crazier, Blessing, than when I have to take my beautiful trophies and hide them for an embargo. Because then, yeah, people think I'm hiding them. I see subreddit threads about it. Greg hid his trophies again. He always hides his trophies. No, I would never fucking hide my trophies unless someone argued for me to do it. And I have to do it sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, but I'm back. I didn't mean to leave you. Back to Xbox stuff. This is back to Phil's letter. The future of gaming has never been more exciting and limitless. It's a future you'll explore on your terms, not constrained by restrictive policies. Where your gaming legacy will not be left behind, and where you will not be locked out of new exclusive Xbox Game Studio games, even if you choose to stay with your current console for a while. It's a future where you and your friends play the most immersive, responsive, and vivid games together on every screen in your life, and where games reach across the world and bring you stories you've never experienced before. It's a future in which you get more value from your games and where everyone is welcome. We hope you'll join us next Thursday, July 23rd, for the Xbox Game Showcase for the first look at the Halo Infinite campaign and more. And then he signs off. But that's what I'm fucking talking about. I read it poorly and I got chills. Are you kidding me right now? Like, literally, it's Phil Spencer standing there with like the fucking flag and like the army of Xbox people behind him. And he's like, let's fucking go, jump in. We're going. We're going right now. We're going for PlayStation. We're going to fucking do this. And it's like, oh, my God, this is the hype I miss of E3. These are the presentations I miss. And again, I know I'm laughed out of the room every time I say this, but I've been saying for a while, right? Like, as Phil's been making all these, like, if anything, I'm an Xbox fanboy. I keep cheering for them. And I mean it in the way that I want to see them do well. I think they're doing such a great job. Yeah. I get like the big anime doe eyes when I see Phil Spencer. I'm like, oh my God, Star is Sparkle. Like, this guy's fucking crushing it. And to see them on the precipice of about to actually come out and be like, boom, the first shot in the war, let's go. Like, I think they're making so many smart heads up plays here. I think they're doing so much cool shit. I know the Xbox audience in general has had a generation of being kicked around. And trust me, as somebody who started during the PlayStation 3 generation, I know what that's like. I'm so stoked for the 23rd to see what they have. Now, real quick about that 23rd thing. Aaron Greenberg popped up on Twitter to set expectations. Of course, that when they did that third party thing, expectations kind of got all over the place. So that he got out and said this on Twitter today. I know everyone is excited for Xbox Games Showcase next Thursday. Seen some wild expectations. So if helpful, this show has one focus: games. No business, devices, or similar news. Just games. A whole show about an hour long focused on games. Hope you enjoy it.
Woo! Man, thank you so much for saying that, because like, I, not that I was expecting any sort of like features or Lockhart or anything, like I was expecting it to be just games, but the more they can reinforce that, you know, the better that's going to be for expectations and people coming out of this event, because I am very excited for what this event is going to be. I was listening to yesterday's KFGD this morning, where we announced Kind of Funny XCast with Snowbike Mike and all of them, and legit,
By the way, XCast, get the fuck out of here. Let's crush him. PS I Love You style. This is just from, okay.
Oh, yeah, PS I Love You, of course, is the OG, and we're always going to kick ass. And I don't know if they can stand a chance against the Greg Miller blessing out of OG.
Ah, Gary, what it sucks.
Oh man, I mean, I didn't say that, but yeah. that said, all that shit talking said, I'm very excited for that show.
I can't fucking wait. You
know, one, because it's a Kind of Funny Games thing that I'm not on, and so I can finally listen without having to hear my own voice, which I'm very excited about. But then also because, you know, I'm excited to listen to people talk about Xbox from the side of people who are fans of the ecosystem and are looking forward to what they have to bring. And talking about the event that's happening next week, I am very excited for that event. I know coming off of that the May event where they did the third party next gen showcase, like, I was very disappointed in the result of that, even though there are a few things in there that I am kind of looking forward to. That said, I think from their first party side, it's going to be hard for them to disappoint. Like, of course, they're showing Halo. I am a big Hellblade fan. I've talked about Hellblade a million times, but like, Hellblade: The Senua's Saga, I'm really looking forward to. Forza, of course, and then the surprise is that we don't know. Like, we know they've been buying up studios. We know the studios that they bought up, but like, is there a new studio announcement? That's still up in the air. That could be a thing that comes through in surprises. I still have my don't nod prediction. But either way, like, there are so many games that are probably going to show up that we either forgot about or that are going to be new announcements. And I'm super hyped.
I can't fucking wait. No. And I mean, you talk about it there. If we can, just continue to blow smoke for the XCast. Like, it's exciting for you to be on something or to not be on a show on Kind of Funny Games. Like, fucking, how do you think I feel? Like, I can't believe we're here. This is going to happen. And I'm so excited to. I was talking about it yesterday because, again, like, the response was above and beyond anything we expected for this show. And there's plenty of criticisms, and we're taking those in too. But like being on Reset Era and having people be like, oh, this is really cool because, and I saw multiple times, like, you know, Greg and the guys have always seen more PlayStation skewed, and then parentheses, not that there's anything wrong with that. And it's like, thank you for getting it. You know what I mean? Of like, I've tried to, from the onset of this, you know, Kind of Funny talk, and I think we talked about this yesterday, but to beat a dead horse, you know, that as somebody who's launched two different enthusiast platform podcasts about the same platform, like the way to kill a show like that before you even get started is to do it and not be all in on it and not have it be your actual beat, your actual knowledge base, right? And so obviously beyond PS I Love You, those have always made sense for me. Thank you very much, Kevin. Have always made sense for me as I was hired to cover PlayStation from day one of my video game career, right? So when we started Kind of Funny, that we always wanted to do an Xbox podcast, but it was this thing of, that's awesome, I'm not the right guy for that. There's no way for me to do that. And even Tim's more Nintendo than he is Xbox, even though he does play all his stuff on his Xbox One and makes a big deal about it because he gets all whatever checkerboard 4K. I don't understand when he starts talking. But
it's native 4K versus whatever 4K.
It's that thing of like, yeah, we didn't have those people that lived in the ecosystem the way I live in the ecosystem for PlayStation, right? And so, yeah, to have now Gary, Alana, and Mike leading that charge and stuff, I'm so stoked to listen to that and hear what that sounds like, a Kind of Funny perspective on it. Because of course I don't listen to many video game podcasts anymore because all I make during the day is video game podcasts. But like, you know, I listen to Unlocked, obviously. Like I you know, I love talking to McCaffrey, and that's one thing, but it's one thing to listen to an IGN podcast from the outside. It's very another thing that I'm not fully mentally prepared for, I think, on Friday, probably while they live record, to listen to a Kind of Funny podcast about video games that I'm not on, but it's part of my company. It's weird to not be the host. It's weird to be just a founder, producer, whatever the hell I'd call myself.
Yeah. I think it's super awesome that is Snowback Mike. Like, of course, like, he's been a part of the community forever, but as somebody who I've met multiple times now, as somebody who's really cool and very talented, I'm super excited to listen to him flex his muscles on a podcast.
Yeah. Let's get a few of your wrongs in here. We have questions too, but there was a couple other things in here that might as well just knock out that were clarifying questions we had or whatever. Nanobiologist says, at the start of Kind of Funny Games Daily, we'd just be at the end of the Xbox event since it's confirmed to be about an hour long. Thank you, Nano. Those are the kind of hard-hitting ones I need.
When does that Xbox event start? Is it started
9 a.m. 9 a.m. Okay, it's about an hour according to Aaron. Charles Jacobson says, you're still able to upgrade your Xbox Live Gold to Game Pass Ultimate for $1. The max is for 3 years, so that's an ongoing thing. But again, thank you. That is good clarification. But again, back to our, how complicated can you make this, and let's not make it complicated. Charles, we're talking about PlayStation Now. Charles Jacobson also adds, with PlayStation Indies, Shu announced PlayStation Now will be getting an indie title per month. While not a lot of info, it at least tells us they won't be shutting it down in the future. Correct. I've never thought they're going to shut it down. I think it's more likely that if they're smart about it, they combine PlayStation Now, PlayStation Plus, and they do it at the launch of PlayStation 5. Because I think if you let these things ride the way they are and we get it and do it into a year into it to try to counteract Game Pass, it's totally reactionary, I think, and will not look nearly as good. Damnation said, Blessing said PS Now is for streaming games. It's important to point out, you can also download hundreds of PlayStation 4 games Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Wolfenstein, Control, and stream more than 1,000 games at half the price of Game Pass. So that's up there too. Okay. And then jumping over some questions then. We had a great questions. Again, Kind of Funny, best friends, you astound me each and every day with how on the ball you are about this. I did a whole thing on PS I Love You about how great you guys are with really cutting edge questions for that. Remember, Ghost of Tsushima, I know you're going to be mad about this. Ghost of Tsushima spoiler cast is recording today. So if you have questions about the devs, for the game you haven't played yet, go ahead. I swear, we got it. Me, Blessing, and Imran can carry the water for the story questions and get you those kind of things. We're going to have a grid spoiler cast, but if you want to try to get something in there for Gamescast, go for it. Anyways, let's see. Scoompoof says, or maybe it's Scompoof, with the inclusion of Xbox or xCloud and Games Pass Ultimate, is there any parity in those libraries? Is Project xCloud getting its own library that is separate from Game Pass Ultimate for those who aren't subscribed? Excited about Kind of Funny XCast with Snowbike Mike, Alana, and that other guy. Thanks, Kind of Funny. So to clarify again, with the inclusion of Project xCloud in Game Pass Ultimate, is there any parity in those libraries? Is Project xCloud getting its own library that's separate from Game Pass Ultimate for those who aren't subscribed? right now, if you were in the Xbox, the Project X Cloud beta, right? You have games that you can use off of that. Gears is on there. There's a couple other things, right? And if you're only on iOS, it's only one of them. But like, if you're using it elsewhere on just, you know, an Android, you can play a bunch of different stuff. My takeaway from this is going to be that Project X Cloud, I think, for the foreseeable future, is moving out of beta into this Xbox or the Game Pass Ultimate deal. Then maybe I think of it more as a tech than a library. I think the way it becomes, maybe when they're ready for it, would be that Xbox Project X Cloud is available and it reaches into your Xbox library, which they already talked about happening this year at some point. So I think that's the way to look at it. I don't think there's a library for Project X Cloud. I think Project X Cloud is a way to play your Xbox, whether it is you're playing your Game Pass stuff, whether you're playing your library. And we're not to the library portion of it yet. And I think the library that xCloud does have right now is just for testing. And once Game Pass is up and running, and once your game library is up and running, they cut that out. Does that make sense, Blessing?
I think that makes sense. I mean, I've kind of thought about it as having its own library, but I also don't know much about.
Right now it has its own library because that's also, how they're
like,
testing it.
How much of that library is part of Xbox Game Pass is my question, because I wouldn't be surprised if all those games are on Game Pass. And so, like, the future of it, what they're building to, is combined, like making everything on the Xbox Game Pass library playable through xCloud. And probably with that, it's probably also what you're saying, where you'll probably be able to play your own library through xCloud also, but.
Right, I don't know. If play 50 plus games on your phone or tablet, and we have A to Z stuff. I'm not going to read them all, obviously. A Plague Tale Innocence, Ace Combat, Ark Survival Evolved, Battle Chasers Night War, Batman from Telltale, Borderlands Handsome Collection, Conan, Crackdown, Darksiders, Sea of Thieves, obviously, Tomb Raider, stuff like that. So yeah, there probably is crossover, but my takeaway still is that once the preview is over, they close this down. I think Project X Cloud is out of preview/beta, it's just a service that you have, but you have to own Xbox stuff or be renting, for lack of a better word, or subscribed, I guess, to X Cloud or Game Pass. Yeah. See, this is why I just need one fucking name, because I can't keep it all straight.
My only question is, would your whole library be playable through X Cloud? Because I don't think that'd be possible, right? Unless every game is playable through X Cloud.
Because I'm sorry, I lost you on the first part. What was it?
So, like, it would your whole library be playable through xCloud with the
that is product? That is what they said they were this year in 2019. They said as they come into 2020, the evolution of xCloud in beta preview was going to be giving you access to your library and giving you access to Game Pass.
That seems wild,
because I've always looked at xCloud. xCloud is just like having an Xbox. That's just the idea. It, for lack of a better term, it's a virtual Xbox that I have on my PC or I have on my phone with a controller. Like, that's what xCloud is. I don't think xCloud has its own library in the final version.
Yeah, but I think the thing that's blowing my mind with that is because since xCloud works as you're playing off of Microsoft servers somewhere, right? Like, for every single game on Xbox to be playable off of that, that means that they would have to essentially have checkmarked that game as available on their servers or whatever. Like if you look at NVIDIA GeForce Now as an example, NVIDIA GeForce Now kind of works in that way where your PC library is pretty much playable through that service, but I don't believe every single game in your PC library is on that service, because they would have to go through hoops to get all those games on that service, which is why we've seen people pull out because of whatever reason.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's Microsoft is Microsoft. Maybe they do have that reach. Maybe they are able to make that happen. But I'd be surprised if you could play like some whatever random indie game via xCloud. Like, I'm trying to think of like the games we play on 104 games ranked for PS Lobby, for example.
Yeah.
Like if the Fighter X game or whatever game I have at the very bottom of that list, I don't think that game would be playable through xCloud, right? Because that is taking up like some kind of server space for them.
Well, yeah, but that's their whole thing with the Azure servers. The idea with xCloud is you're dialing into a fucking superpowered Xbox in the sky that has the entire Xbox library there. A lot of people are pointing out in the chat, and I know this, I just don't think it's one of the cooler things of xCloud, but you can right now basically remote play with xCloud, which...
Oh, yeah, your own
Xbox. So you can already get to your library that way, but they've said that natively you're going to be able to do that through xCloud eventually, which I think is more impressive than remote play, because remote play from a PlayStation guy who's used remote play a bunch of sucks. But what I'm way more excited about streaming just from the supercomputer machine, whatever, Xbox in the sky to whatever.
Yeah. If your whole library is playable, I think that is going to be a really cool thing, is what I'll say.
Final question on all this. Gondor's Condor says, good morning, Greg and Bless. Halo Infinite and xCloud are coming to Game Pass. How the hell can Microsoft afford this? Hasn't there been a major conversation about video game inflation that runs counter to this? What are your thoughts on this announcement with this context? My thoughts on it, I figure it's one of those that I prepped the question, so I knew I had something to say before you did. Like, my thoughts on it is that this is a calculated move by Microsoft to get you into that ecosystem and buy all your games there. Yes, games cost a lot of money, Microsoft's ready, I think, to eat it on first-party stuff to get it to you on this Game Pass thing, because if they're keeping you subscribed for $9.99 a month, and I know there's the buck or whatever, but if they're keeping you subscribed, that's for an entire year, that's more than the cost of one of these games, which I know is a weird way to argue it, but again, the idea here is a breadcrumb trail to get you into the ecosystem so that when you turn around, you're super deep and you're like, well, I fucking love it here. Why would I want to leave? There's so many cool things going on here, and you're buying games, and you're buying things. And I think it's just that brand loyalty escalation of it, where I think right now one of Microsoft's problems, in quotes, is that the Xbox One generation, while a great machine and, you know, totally recovered from a really ugly launch, it didn't deliver the exclusives that the PlayStation did, right? When we talk about like must plays and crazy game of the years and all this shit, right? And you've seen them get in the line into gear by beefing up the game studios, getting a whole bunch of first parties in, really getting ready for this war. And part of the thing you're going to have is that people have, for this generation, maybe, and maybe I'm painting too broad as always, but for this part of the generation, most, I think, gamers have been like, oh, I turn on my Xbox sometimes. I turn it on for Gears, or I turned it on for Halo, or I do whatever. And granted, I'm not at all insulting to people who play Xbox full time. But again, if we're talking about the units sold here, right? Like, PlayStation's way ahead. And so I think a lot of people have gotten comfortable being in the PlayStation ecosystem. So Xbox's uphill fight here, I think, and why I think Halo Infinite is going to fucking rock, because it has to, is that they have to prove to you, you need to buy this Xbox. You need to buy this Xbox soon. You should probably buy this Xbox before a PlayStation. And I think there's going to be a lot of gamers who look at that and go, I never really played my Xbox, so I'm not going to. Plus, I can play Halo Infinite on my current Xbox. I can do what they're talking about with Game Pass Ultimate and xCloud on my current Xbox. Why upgrade? Why do that? But then you start using that stuff, and I think as you become more loyal to the brand, as you start looking at these programs, as you start using it every day and having it be your main machine, I think eventually you get that itch that we all do. We're like, maybe I should buy a Series X. I'm already doing all this stuff. I'm already playing this. It looks good, but I know it could look better. I have this great TV. Why not? And I think that's how they get you. It's about getting you in and getting you spending your money on Xbox, whether it's buying the new console, whether it's just buying the games through the Xbox store digitally, as we see the digital numbers take off. I think they just want your money however they can get it, but they're doing it by making their ecosystem a better value to you.
Exactly. I 100% agree with everything you said. Like, I think it when it's about selling the ecosystem, I think also this could be the solution to video games going up in price. Like, if people are inclined to buy less games because games become more expensive, then this becomes the other way in. Like, this becomes the way where people are like, oh, shoot, all right, I could spend, let's say, $70 on getting the new Halo, or I can spend $70 on getting NBA 2K 2021. But if it's on Game Pass, then that's another way in for however many dollars a month. And with that, like, if you sell enough people on Xbox Game Pass through Halo Infinite, you then have those people in for what could be way longer. Like, you could make way more than the $60-$70 off of those people that did buy in based off of Halo Infinite. And now you're making more money off of that. It is really all like the balancing game of figuring out where the future is going and how to make video games accessible to people, especially now where we're at a time where video games are just become more and more expensive.
Yeah. Believe it or not, 56 minutes into the show,
oh my God,
Move to number two on the Roper Report. This one was breaking as we went live. The Beyond release, Destiny 2 Beyond Light release window has been updated. This is Deej over at Bungie. We've made the decision to move the release of Destiny 2 Beyond Light to November 10th. As the first chapter in the new trilogy of expansions, Beyond Light is the beginning of a new era for Destiny 2. We have a powerful story to tell and incredible new features that we're really excited for players to experience. As always, our goal is to make the coolest, most entertaining expansion we can possibly make for our fans. To that end, we are doing what's best for the game and moving the launch date. The past few months have been a challenge and will continue to be during this pandemic. We've learned to create together in a new way by having to work apart from one another. Despite these hurdles, we're still committed to the same level of quality our fans expect. Over the coming weeks, we'll be unveiling more of what we're working on Beyond Light and or for Beyond Light and what that also means for Season of Arrivals, which is now extended until November 10th. Beyond Light sets the stage for the incredible future in Destiny 2. And though it's coming later than we originally anticipated, we're excited to continue that journey with you this November. Good. Great.
That's good. I feel like it kind of lines up with next gen in a way where it feels like it could also be a strategic move because we're going to get next gen versions of Destiny. And so this strikes me as almost similar to Cyberpunk where, you know, I don't doubt any of the things they're saying in the write-up here. Like, I'm sure like a lot of this is, hey, polishing and COVID's kind of fucked us up and all this stuff. But yeah, November feels kind of convenient as far as like where they want this game to land. And a new expansion coming out alongside new consoles could be the push that, you know, could be very fortunate for them.
Totally. It reminded me a lot, and I'm not even making a joke, of DC Universe Online, where when that launched with the PlayStation 4 as a free-to-play game, that got so many people in the door to play it for the first time. And I think, again, here, back to, even though Xbox is going to have the biggest launch lineup of all time because of backwards compatibility, people still want to play that new hotness, something that they haven't experienced. And so if Destiny Beyond Light is fucking rad and everybody's playing it, why wouldn't you jump in?
Yeah.
Number three on the Roper Report, we'll do this even faster than I originally intended. We have an unsolved mystery update, why Dr. Disrespect was banned. If you remember, I'm giving you a too long didn't read. Dr. Disrespect got banned on June 26th and didn't say a fucking word about it. Today he popped up with a couple of interviews saying jack shit. Noah Smith over at the Washington Post had an interview with him talking about it, and he was like, but like, going around and around with it of like, wait, but like, why did this happen? And his quote was, honestly, we just don't know, Beam told the Post. It was a total shock. Imagine showing up to work and the doors are closed and you can't get inside. You're going, what's going on? And you've been told you've been fired, but you haven't been told the reason why. We just weren't given an answer, ... It was the worst feeling, end quote. And Noah's thing makes a point.
Did you unplug? He unplugged again. Oh, no. Well, give him a second.
What is his deal? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. He's just too active. Some people are saying
he should wrap it around so it hooks on there a little bit more, or when he pulls on it, it doesn't pull.
How do you hear me now? Directly. Do you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, now we can.
All right, good. Yeah, I am too active, all right? Sorry, I want to perform out here. I'm used to be able to do things, you know what I mean? I got to use the whole frame. Anyways, Noah Smith's article talked about how like he lawyered up a few times in it. It was like, I can't speak to that because my lawyer, yada yada. PC Gamer, however, published their like verbatim interview with him, right? I thought this was interesting. Stephen Messner over at PC Gamer has an interview on the question. Here's the question, though. Sure, and I want to talk about that. But first, you did recently ruffle a few feathers after sharing a video during a stream of Dr. Thomas Cohen, and he was talking about some coronavirus theories. You've been open recently in sharing some of your own thoughts about coronavirus and even relating it to things like 5G networks. Even on your last stream, you were talking about David Icke and his documentary. I'm curious, in bringing up those thoughts, and I think it's okay to call them controversial, did that ever result in Twitch saying anything to you or warning you? Dr. Disrespect, no. So you don't think that might be the cause? Dr. Disrespect, I don't think so. In fact, I, Beam's publicist, we're getting really close to dangerous territory here. So, you know, Doc, we don't know why Twitch banned him, and there is no formal warnings or reprimand on record. That's all legal is going to let him say. Back to the reporter. Okay, I just have one question that's semi-related, because there's also this current climate online of people coming forward to share stories of sexual harassment and abuse in the games industry. Twitch recently has banned several streamers who have been outed as sexual harassers, abusers, and otherwise toxic individuals. To your knowledge, is your Twitch ban the result of someone alleging that you harassed, abused, or assaulted them in any way? Dr. Disrespect, listen. I'm not interested in engaging in crazy speculation. I've seen all the theories. I've seen all the possible conspiracies. And it's just like, I'm just not interested in engaging that kind of stuff. I have a great community of loyal fans, and I'm totally focused on getting back and delivering great entertaining content. And that's what the focus is. I'm not interested in crazy conspiracies about me. But let me tell you how coronavirus is from 5G. Fuck off. Jesus Christ.
I don't know what to make of any of this, like, at all. Like, even to that last question, I feel like if the answer was no, you just say no. And I'm not, like, trying to, like, you know, accuse anybody of anything here, because I have no idea what's going on. But, like, to the point, you know, rewinding back to, like, the beginning of the interview where they're just straight up asking him, like, hey, do you know why you're banned? And him saying no. I don't know how much I believe him. Like, I feel like this is just an overall strange predicament. And the fact that, like, nobody's able to get any actual answers is just strange.
Especially because the lawyers are like, oh, okay, that's enough.
We're getting close to dangerous territory there.
Yeah, don't talk anymore about this. It's like, well, maybe then you do know what you shouldn't be talking about, sounds like.
No, exactly.
Oh, God, ladies and gentlemen. Coronavirus is very real. Wear your fucking mask. Wash your hands. Don't abuse people. Don't be a racist. Don't be a bigot. Don't be a horrible fucking person. Don't say anything in a public forum like Twitter, Twitch, anywhere else that you wouldn't say to somebody's face. Because then again, you look like a little bitch when they call you on it, don't they? So preach. Don't be a little bitch. Don't be a little bitch. Be a good human being. It's honestly not that fucking hard to be a normal human being and be like, I'm going to talk shit, but wait a second. That person probably has feelings. I'm going to totally fuck up someone's life because I think I'm all powerful. Get the fuck out of here. I'm so sick of this shit. Number four, this is a simple one. We'll get out of here. Tiny Build has bought the Hello Neighbor devs. Today, publisher Tiny Build announced that they have acquired the development team of Hello Neighbor from Dynamic Pixels. The new team name will be called Eerie Guest Studios and based in Hilversum, Netherlands. Overall, Tiny Build plans to invest over $15 million into the franchise, and the acquisition is being part of that sum. So there you go. Cool. Good for congrats. Them. Go get them. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about our sponsor. It's youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you didn't know, we have a YouTube channel. Maybe you're driving your big rig right now. You're going to deliver some Pampers to the store. I understand. Thank you for being out there, essential workers. But hey, when you pull over that big rig and you go toot toot on the horn, why don't you open up your app and go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and subscribe there. We're doing a bunch of really cool shit over there, including the brand new Kind of Funny XCast, our Xbox podcast that debuts this very Saturday at 6 a.m. It's also on podcast services around the globe. Remember, even if you have no bucks to toss our way on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, we totally understand not having money right now or ever, or just wanting to put your money towards games. We get it. But if you could do the little things like, you know, subscribing to the YouTube channel, leaving ratings on the podcast, subscribing to the podcast on multiple podcast feeds, even though you won't consume them there, all that stuff helps us. It makes it easier for us to make cases when we're like, hey, look at this. You should come be on the show, or you should do this, or listen to this crazy idea we have to do. Because I'll tell you what, I'm trying to do something, and it's like, it's hard to get up. It's a long story because it's a surprise. I'm trying to surprise. It doesn't matter. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. Blessing. I'm Greg. Excited to see the XCast take off and be awesome. But Saturday's still so far away. If I wanted something more immediate, say what came to the mom and grop shops, where would I go?
I'm going to try and say this without actually reading it. The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah. Out today, Radical Rabbit Stew on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Bounty Battle on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Neversong on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch. Beyond a Steel Sky on PC. Super Hot, Mind Control, Delete, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Again, remember, that's free if you've already bought Super Hot. We Should Talk, Xbox One, Switch, PC, and Mac. I'm going to be talking about that one. I played it last night on PlayStation. I'm excited to talk about it on PS. I love you.
Oh.
Hashtag fun time, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, and Mac. And hashtag fun time, I think, is made by Kind of Funny Best Friend. I played it last night as well. They had reached out to me with a code, but maybe they were just somebody who was part of the showcase. Either way, though, another fun game. Dunk Lords, Xbox One, Forager, Xbox One, Waifu Uncovered on Switch. Oh. That's that's the spiritual successor to one of them Galgun games. Caretaker Switch, Never Break Up on Switch, Tanky Tanks on Switch, Home Run High on Switch, Explosive Dinosaurs on Switch, Get 10 Quest on Switch, My Koi on PC, Scar on PC, Hunting Simulator on PC, and then No Man's Sky is getting an update. It's the Desolation update. It adds scary-ass dungeons. Kind of looks like Dead Space in there. There's a bunch of cool shit you can go explore and get things out of. Originally, I was going to watch the trailer, but we are running long in the tooth here. I know Joey's got a We Have Cool Friends coming up. And in the same vein, by the way, Barrett has put it into breaking news here on Kind of Funny Games Daily, and I've seen people in the chat talking about it. Tom Warren reports, breaking, Microsoft is officially discontinuing its Xbox One X and Xbox One S digital console editions ahead of the Series X launch. The Xbox One S will continue to be manufactured. Details here. That's something I think we'll cover tomorrow in there. But again, yeah. I think that's also the information there, but it's more about the wrinkles. But we've already had a long Xbox show. Before we went live, I saw this, but it was being contradicted, and I don't know. So I need to read a lot more about it before we have something to say there. New dates for you, though. Today, Summer Game Fest announced new details for its second Summer Game Fest Developer Showcase. It's going to be on Monday, July 20th. That's Monday. It's going to kick off at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Pacific, with an acoustic rendition of selections from the Sayonara Wild Hearts soundtrack performed by the Jonathan Eng, and the main event spotlighting a variety of video game news and trailers. Additionally, viewers will be treated to the first ever live performance of the Bugsnax theme song by Caro Caro Bonita, plus a wrap-up of the showcase from artist and musician Bayon, who will perform a live set. Blessing, get ready. You're getting up early on Monday, really, and you're getting excited. A live Bugsnax for it.
I'm very excited about this.
Liberated launches on PC the 30th of July. Nowhere Profit launches on Xbox Game Pass for Xbox One and PC July 29th. Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4 on July 30th. Wales Interactive, FMV Future, have revealed Gamer Girl, a new multi-branching FMV game set in the world of online streaming. Gamer Girl is coming to PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch this September. That's another trailer I prepped to watch, and I think you should all go look at it. Because it's an FMV thing, so you're watching videos and then you're making choices because you're a mod in her chat, and like there's multiple endings and all that. I'm like,
it sounds either really terrible or really good, and I can't tell which.
I don't know where it's going to be on the spectrum of Erica to the Complex, or even beyond that, you know, or like to, I guess a better one would be on the spectrum beyond the spectrum of the first one I said that I didn't like. Oh, Erica. To Telling Lies. I don't know where we're going to be.
Okay, that might be a better spectrum, because I was like, I don't know which one is on like what side of the spectrum between Erica and Complex.
Like in the one that I was reading, the press release,
equally bad to me.
I was reading, you know what, Kevin? Fuck it. Play the trailer. It's like a minute long.
Oh no! Come on, we gotta get going.
Okay, fine. Sorry. Eastern Exorcist will be on Early Access PC Friday the 14th of August. PS4 later down the line. Deals of the day for you. Xbox Live Gold and Xbox Game Pass Ultimate members can play Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint, Ash of God's Redemption, and Frostpunk Console Edition starting Thursday right now until Sunday the 19th as part of the Xbox Free Play Weekends or whatever they call them. It's time to squad up. This is where one of you writes into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Give them your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help in a video game. I read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody plays games together. Today, it's that indie boy one again, Mark Freeman, showing up to talk about this week's Zoom call. This week, we will be doing the Kind of Funny community Zoom call Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, but will likely go longer. Last week's went for over 10 hours. 10 hours of Kind of Funny best friends hanging out on Zoom. Everyone's welcome. These are a great way to meet new best friends or just connect with people in these isolating times. As usual, the details are on my Twitter at @theindieboy1 in the pinned tweet. Hope to see you there, Mark Freeman. That's the indie boy, the numeral one on Twitter. Jumping over to You're Wrong. You can, of course, correct us if you're watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You can go to your wrong, or kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Tell us what we screw up. Nanobiologist says, or clarifies, Xbox console streaming is currently only available on Android. Great correction, or, you know, clarification.
I just noticed that Dr. Disrespect essentially did a bunch of interviews with a bunch of different sites, as we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
But basically said nothing in all of them.
Yeah, I was going to go a little bit harder on that about it, but we were running late, and then it was just like, what else is there left to say? You know, the more interesting I thought was this, and again, maybe we should continue this in the post show, and we will, right? But Klepek, you know Patrick Klepek, of course, respected senior reporter over at Waypoint, did this tweet. And this is a question, so did multiple press outlets interview and publicize Dr. Disrespect without anyone being able to explain why he was banned? The interview was dropped at the same time, suggesting a targeted marketing campaign. Participating in that would give me some pause. And again, yeah, it's one of those, I find it interesting that both the PC Gamer and Washington Post interviews were like, in his first interview since this broke, meaning to me that they didn't realize somebody else was interviewing them too. So I don't know if it was like a PR blast of like, hey, talk to Dr. Disrespect. The embargo is this, but
that very sounds weird. Like what it is. And that is very strange given the situation that man is in.
And it's that, you know, you get it to an extent, right? Not because you can't get him to talk, but because he's not going to talk about it. Twitch isn't going to talk about it. Twitch isn't going to talk about something they could get sued for. Dire Disrespect is like, whatever. This is clearly a marketing thing for him, because like right
who
now
on his team was like, right now is the time to market. Like that's my question. Like,
it's the normal thing. Right, I don't know if you know this, Blessing. Mm. When I guess I'm opening myself up to. I don't know all the facts about Dr. Disrespect, and I don't know why he was banned. Mm. I don't know what Twitch saw. So let's remove him from the conversation, because right now he did tweet 16 minutes ago, and it's just a minute 8 video zooming in on his outline as if he's getting ready, you know, like he's getting ready for his comeback kind of thing or whatever. It's already got
conspiracy theories.
It's already got about 500,000 views. It's not a conspiracy. It's clearly a marketing campaign that.
Well, no, I have conspiracy theories of what might be going on, because like all this is just so weird, right? Like he gets banned. Nobody says anything. We still don't know. Now there's a marketing blast, and like, I don't know, man. If somehow this comes out and Twitch is like, we're in cahoots, it was all just marketing for Twitch.
No, God, no. I would get going to flip over the crest. No way. No. I don't think it's that at all. I think that Twitch is, and I'm painting with broad brushes here. Twitch is has adults at the top of it somewhere. Somewhere there are adults who are running this, and they're lawyers and people. And you get to that thing of something has happened behind closed doors that decided he wasn't right for that platform anymore. So they banned him. And it wasn't something so egregious that you can, I guess, file police reports or do whatever. So there is this like, who knows what happened to it? What I'm going to do is generalize a bunch. All right. I don't know anything about Dr. Disrespect, but how many times have we seen it where someone is a fuckface and does something horrendous and horrible, disappears off the face of the earth. No one in their circles talk about it, right? Because it's not their place. It's not their place to get involved in somebody else's drama, trauma, or anything like that. And then out of the blue, that person's back. Hey, everybody, let's act like nothing just happened. And the people who want nothing to do with that person are like, I have nothing to do with that person. New people are like, well, what are you going to do? That person continues to ignore it. Like, this is a textbook fucking play. This is a textbook play on a way grander stage of, hey, everybody, guess what? Here we go. It's I'm back, and like, and you have a PR campaign, and I would think the PR people, set up these different interviews, not telling the interviewers they were talking and this whole thing. It's a fucking completely a PR move. It's a completely thing. Let's get rolling, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, you're wrongs. Ladies and gentlemen. Next week's host, or no, this week's host still. Me, it's Blessing and me tomorrow. Blessing gets the lead. I get to be here and be a drunkie and just sit here and just yell like Gary Wood. I get to have a hot take.
Did you say drunkie?
Yeah, that's right.
I knew it. I knew he drunk before the shows or drank.
I hope
drank.
Only when you host. Only when you host. When I don't have to drive, I get to put on my captain's hat.
If you drink, I'll drink.
I mean, I'm wasted. I'm drunk too.
I'll make a martini at 10 a.m. tomorrow with you, Kevin.
Oh, I'll make a solid old fashioned.
There we
go. By the way, y'all, you and Bear are gonna owe me a shot when Batman is announced at DC Fandome, I believe. So that's two shots that I'm gonna have to get sent from y'all. Yeah, you and Bear.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kind of Funny Games Daily. If you enjoy us yelling at each other like this, we're about to go have fun on the post show. Patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You can go there to support us, ask us questions, get the show ad free, and get that post show we do each and every weekday to continue the fun times. That's it. YouTube, subscribe, all that jazz. You know, we love you. Take care, big rig truck drivers. Until next time, Game Daily. I did your thing.
Hey, you did it. You stole it.
No, I borrowed it.